Hello, my friends. Your buddy here, Phil, project management trainer and coach. Just wanted to talk to you really quickly about the PMP exam and give you some failure advice. People are failing the exam more than they have, in my view. In my view, let me just talk about my view. I don't know about any other person's view, but in my view, I've been seeing people pass the exam with flying colors. 2021, a lot of people passed. There were not too many reports about failure. But of recent, we've been hearing more and more people on social media, especially failing the exam. Now, I want to show you some examples of the social media reports I've been seeing. But first of all, let me make it very clear what is going on. So on the exam, people who pass the exam, they get these green zones over here, light green and dark green. People who fail, they get this beige and going into this reddish going over to the left, and that's below target. So if you take the exam, you want to be target above target, right? If you look at the individual areas that contribute to this, you've got people, process, and business. Now, the trend we've been seeing in 2022 is we've been seeing people failing the process piece and the business piece. People pass the people piece, but the process and business environment piece, we've been seeing more and more people failing. I want to show you a few quick examples. Here's one. I just failed. I know you can't talk about the thread in question, but it's just my curiosity. I felt confident sitting down in the test center and those 4 hours flew by, but now I really feel destroyed. That's one report. You can rewind and take a look and watch it. And this person said, I did many. And at the end, I knew the questions. So they're saying I did many mock exams. This person did mock exams and simulators and stuff. And it says it's a techniques to take the exam. Just do it fast and the time will suffice. For me, it was a nightmare. So this person obviously ran out of time. This person said I was getting 79, 85, 87 on a simulator, still failed the exam. Now, this person says they passed the exam, but they failed in the business environment area. And it starts off like this. You start seeing trends. I started seeing trends of people failing one area, and it became a recurring theme until full-blown failure. Like this one now says, I failed twice. Third time, I practically aced it. So this person is coming clean and saying, I failed it in the past twice. See? So people are failing this exam. Here's another one. I scored below target, target needs improvement, which was shocking to me, really brought me down. I'm taking the weekend off and I'm going to start hitting the books again and working on this course. Here's another one. Today, I failed the exam, target below target. See, that's in process and target. And this is all the stuff they did. These are not lazy people. These are people who worked hard, but they were not able to cut it. Here's another one. Above target, people domain, needs improvement for business, needs improvement for process. Again, this is someone who had gone through a lot of mock exams and done all this stuff. Here's another one. Hi, everyone. Took PMP, failed. I'd like to inform everyone it was hard comparing to name withheld to protect the innocent. Although I got above target in people domain and target for business, the process needs improvement. Here's another one. Listed out a bunch of things that they did. I've blocked all the names of the things that they did, the exam solutions they used. But again, you can see that trend of people on target, business needs improvement, process needs improvement. It's a trend that we're seeing. So my friends, if you really mean business on this exam, you got to fine tune your process and business. You got to get really good with those so that you can ace the exam and not have these upsets. I know for the longest time, people have been saying, you don't have to know the processes. You don't have to know what comes from them and so on. But we're hearing more and more people saying, you need to know the process sequence. All right. So if you haven't already done it, I want to encourage you to know your process sequence. And you can actually start off by using my cheat sheet. Just go to Google and type in Phil's cheat sheet, and it will come up with my free cheat sheet that you can download and use that to begin mastering the process sequences and what exactly is done. Let me show you really quickly. If you go to that link, it's free. Click on the cheat sheet and begin sensitizing yourself to what exactly you're doing in the 49 processes, and then make sure you pay attention to what you get out, all right? I hope this helps someone. Let me just tell you, there are a lot of people that have gone through this, but they've come out victorious on the other side. I mentored someone who went through this twice, had trouble twice using other solutions, came aboard, used our solution, took our mock exams until she was getting in the 90s, boom, hit it in the jaw, passed the exam. And I'm talking about recently. This person used our solutions in 2021, didn't do too well, but in 2022, came aboard our program late 2021 and hit it hard mid to late 2021. 2022 is now a PMP. So it's doable. It's absolutely doable. You just need to refocus and get good with the process names, get good with the flow, understand the sequence, and you'll do a lot better. All right. I hope this gives you some encouragement. I hope this helps you a little bit. You take care, my friend. Bye for now.